Well, Jack, the discussion is heating up over Proposal 6. That's the one that would require a statewide vote before any new international crossing could be built in the state. Governor Snyder is against it. On Monday, he held a town hall meeting in Detroit on the subject. He said even if voters pass Proposal 6 in November, it would spark a lengthy court battle. Meanwhile, the president of the Detroit International Bridge Company blasted the Canadian government for its move to effectively exempt the new international trade crossing that Snyder and the Canadian government want to build from facing litigation in Canada. Jack, what do you think is going to happen if voters approve Proposal 6?
Well, Proposal 6, it's important to note, is Ambassador Bridge owner Matty Maroon's attempt to protect his monopoly. And it says that Michigan can build no new trade crossings without a vote of the people, retroactive to January 1st of 2012. Well, this would immediately go into court. The government of Canada and the government of Michigan contend this would not affect the new international trade crossing bridge. It would go to the courts. Generally speaking, and I'm certainly no lawyer and no judge, but courts have held you can't make an ex post facto law. You couldn't pass a law saying that you, Christina, could not wear pink boots last year. You can only make laws about things in the present and the future. So if that precedent holds, Proposal 6 wouldn't apply to the currently announced bridge, but who knows? And, of course, who knows if it'll pass?
Moving on, a judge yesterday ordered two campaign staffers of former U.S. Representative Thaddeus McCotter to stand trial. They're charged with conspiring to get then-Congressman McCotter on the 2012 ballot with bogus petitions. Now, McCotter himself has not been charged. He resigned in July. Can you remind us what led to this?
Congressman McCotter, in one of the strangest political implosions the state has ever seen, he ran for president. Nobody noticed. He got morose, apparently gave up doing his job, and his workers filed these bogus campaign signatures. They were Xerox. They were pasted. It was like something we'd do in third grade. He didn't get on the ballot, and then they brought charges against them. Now, the attorney general saw fit to exempt McCotter, said he didn't take any deliberate responsibility. He certainly wasn't minding the store. His political career is certainly over. It turns out that they had done this in past election cycles, too. Nobody had caught them last time.
And finally, a new study shows that the Michigan merit curriculum that was implemented in high schools in 2006 hasn't shown good results. The study found that test scores improved only slightly for students entering high school with strong academic skills. But for those with weak skills, test scores fell and graduation rates declined. What does this say about the state's education system?
Well, it's certainly dismaying to people like State Superintendent of Public Instruction Mike Flanagan, who is strongly behind this. It says it's done a little better for the best students and considerably worse for the worst students, and the four-year graduation rate fell from almost 50% to about 44.5%. Now, this is one study by the Michigan Consortium for Educational Research, and they're trying to put a good spin on this and saying, well, this is valuable. It tells us where we need to tweak the system and that we need to help the least advantaged students. But it is sort of a blow. I mean, we wanted to see that Michigan students had more resources to compete and could do better in college, and maybe this is helping the best of them. But it's clear that if this study is accurate, and it's only one study and it hasn't been in place that many years, if this study is accurate, that some of the students are really falling off the bus. Now, it could be that there are other things, perhaps diminished aid to schools that are responsible, too. I think people are going to look at this a lot more, and I think more studies are going to be done.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Christina.